This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, here we go. 7:09. WWL knows that you can't always listen to an entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want, how you want. You can listen to this show and our WWL Time Shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to come back and talk to Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, about that UFC event. If you went, I'd love to hear from you at 504-260-1870, the Equinox Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Tell me what it was like. Those guys terrify me because I don't think a baseball bat or a gun would be enough were they to threaten you, or a car. I don't know that there's any way to stop them other than another one. Anyway, we'll talk about the event and what it meant for New Orleans and what it could mean for the future when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's going to be hot today and hot tomorrow and hot all the way through October, and the tropics are quiet, so I guess we'll take it. Although there's going to be more of a chance for rain tomorrow and Thursday, kind of repeat of last week, if you will. Walt Leger joins us now, our friend, president, and CEO of New Orleans & Company. How you doing, Walt?
Fantastic, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about the summer so far, generally speaking, as far as tourism in New Orleans goes.
Well, generally speaking, the summers tend to be a little bit slower for us. Mm-hmm. And this year, our convention and meeting calendar in July certainly wasn't as strong as it was last year. But it's been okay. June actually performed a little bit better this year than last year. May was a little challenging as well. 25's been kind of a mixed bag. We've had our challenges, certainly started off the new year with a lot of tragedy with the terrorist mm-hmm. attack, but bounced back really strong with Super Bowl, of course, Mardi Gras, and then Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest and so many conferences and conventions and meetings. So, you know, 25 has been a roller coaster and summer's been a challenge, but it's really it's been great the last week or so. And that's a good thing.
Any reason for the down part or a little bit off from last year, Walt, that you can put your finger on?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a number of reasons. One, you know, we've talked before about just the cycle of booking meetings, and mm-hmm. these meetings rotate around the country. And so from time to time, you have an opportunity to book them. And there are other times where you sort of are just not on the right trend to book these meetings that happen, you know, that we book so many years in advance. There's also some macroeconomic trends that have been challenging this year. There's no question that tariff talk and some of the other international relations issues that have sprung up, including relationship with Canada, including some European nations. And in fact, Germany continues to perform a little bit lower than it typically does. And that's our third or fourth most important market, Canada being our most important. So we certainly see some downward trends in that. And then I think though the economy has sort of evened itself out and stabilized, the earlier part of the year when we would have been booking some last-minute meetings into places like May and June, a lot of organizations, corporate association, otherwise were not making the same decisions to move forward with events because of the uncertainty that just existed in general. And we're also seeing leisure travelers make different choices about length of stay and where they travel this year. People tend to be watching their pocketbooks a little bit more in 2025. So all those trends are things that are happening throughout the economy, throughout the country, and we're not immune from that.
So when you say tariffs, is that because people from Germany are hacked off about the tariffs and they say, well, that's it, I'm not going to the United States, or it costs them more money?
A little bit unclear on why Germany. We've mm-hmm. seen the performance change. I'm not sure I can put my finger on it. We know with Canada, it's been just kind of the general
hacked off
tone, the way that that conversation has gone. Of mm-hmm. course, the tariffs. No, I don't know that it's necessarily an economic thing. It's more of a sentiment thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's why we believe that these won't be long-term trends. But they are in the short term having some impact.
Let's talk about this UFC event. How big was that? And also the, I guess the slap fight thing. I didn't know much about the slap fight. I got here, Tim Zimmer told me about it years ago. I know they got it on ESPN, which is, I think, pretty big. And I don't know what that's going to do about the popularity of the sport. Talk about that, and then we'll talk about UFC.
Yeah, I mean, so the power slap event is something that I believe they're trying to sort of tack onto these UFC events to grow the popularity of it. Does seem like it is growing in the coverage that it's getting and in people that are watching it. And so that was sort of ancillary to the bigger UFC event that we had.
So is that the deal, Walt? Is one like the opening act for the other? That's how they're trying to travel?
That appears to be the way that they're trying to build these events. We worked a lot more closely with the UFC folks, but I think there's a recognition that the demographic and the fans are shared. And so how do we use a UFC event to continue to grow the popularity of that sport? That seems to be working. And they certainly were happy with the turnout that they were able to get for that event on Friday night. And then of course the bigger event on Saturday night with the Poirier fight and all the other fights associated with the UFC event at the Smoothie King Center. We're very pleased with it. You know, I mean, this opportunity presented itself just a few months ago and we were able to work with the Sports Foundation and other partners, Lieutenant Governor, to stand up the event, put it together. Our team, Kelly Schulz and Sam Joffre on events and on PR and comms, worked really closely with the media that were covering it. And so we feel that for a midsummer event like this, great turnout, excellent ticket sales. And ultimately what UFC is telling us preliminarily is that more people traveled to attend this event than typically travel for their events. And that's a good sign too, because I think it highlights New Orleans as a great destination for these types of championship events and others. And we're, you know, pleased to see that as well. We're obviously grateful to see people driving in from Baton Rouge and Lafayette and other parts of the state. That's important too, but we want to see the out-of-state travel continue to trend upward. And this event delivered that for the community, for the people, for the businesses, and for the Smoothie King Center. So overall, a great event in July in New Orleans.
18,000, they called it a hard sellout. The place was packed, and the numbers show that it was primarily people from out of town, Walt. And would that be because, if it is true, because the tickets were gone before people here had a chance to get them? I'm not trying to criticize anything. I'm just wondering why it would be an out-of-town crowd.
Yeah, so, I mean, we know that that typically 50% or so of the attendees for these events are coming from outside of the location of the event. Mm-hmm. And it looks like 65% of the tickets were sold to folks who are outside of the state of Louisiana, and about 85% were sold to folks outside of the city of New Orleans. And so those numbers are bigger than traditional. Certainly, it could have to do with people gobbling up those tickets quickly. I think it is on trend for us, for attendees at conferences, conventions, and meetings, where we just tend to see an uptick in travel to New Orleans because it's a great place to come. And I think that more and more what we're seeing in the travel trends are that events are driving decisions about where people travel. It seems that people a little less are just choosing a place to go visit. They're instead choosing a place to go visit in conjunction with a major event of some kind. And so that event is helping them to make a decision about where they want to go. And we see that with other things. I think that's probably what we're seeing here as well. If I'm going to go to a UFC fight over the course of the next year, which one am I going to go to? Oh, I'll go to the one in New Orleans. Mm. And, that's not surprising, I don't think, but it's good to see that trend is continuing.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I want to talk about Caesars. We come back. Somebody texted in about they think that the renovation of what was Harrah's into Caesars, the place was packed. They said over the weekend that might be a boon to the city. We'll talk about that and more. Walt Leger, our guest, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. It is 722, traffic now, WWL. Coming up 727 here on WWL, talking to Walt Leger, our friend, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. I mentioned before the break, Walt, about the renovation at Caesars and how much nicer it is than it used to be. Has that been a boon when it comes to attracting events like that?
I think it's a big deal, and honestly, I'm not sure that it gets talked about or celebrated enough. I think, one, it's a great sign of confidence in our city that an organization like Caesars, that has properties all over the country, certainly, you know, flagship properties in Las Vegas, would spend $450 million renovating and expanding and adding this new tower. And then I think it's a big deal that they've rebranded from Harrah's to Caesars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that speaks to a different audience. And so I think I do think it's a big deal for the city. I think it helps us to attract events like this one. I think it attracts visitors who probably previously didn't have us on their list. Certainly those who are, you know, big gaming and, mm-hmm. and gambling customers of theirs. And I think it helps them to market and promote to bring people into our community who then go out into restaurants and support retail outlets and other businesses throughout the city. So I do think it's a benefit to us generally as a destination and as a city, and it's an appreciated investment. Of course, they're the sponsor at the Superdome now, which gives them a little more visibility as well when these big events are coming in. So I know they were busy this weekend, and certainly this fan base was attracted and spent time there. So good for them, and also good for us.
Somebody texted in about the governor, Lieutenant Governor, standing up the event, support from Lieutenant Governor to stand up this event. What does that mean? Because we talk about stuff that, you know, maybe the outsider doesn't really understand. Yeah. Talk about that, if you would, please.
There was a pretty substantial amount of marketing support and promotion that was a part of the bid package to land this event. Our organization and the Lieutenant Governor's organization stepped up and split that cost. And we were excited to do it in partnership. I was actually with the Lieutenant Governor last night. I think we were both excited that it came off as well as it did. The production went well. The event went well. And we expect it to create new opportunities for us. So absolutely, Lieutenant Governor continues to be a critical partner on that. The legislature, through the Major Events Fund, helped to support some additional investment there as well. And of course, the governor was supportive of that investment happening. And he was certainly an attendee and promoter of the event. I think not the least of his attention was because Dustin Poirier and he are from the same, you know, area of the state. And I think that was made the event even more meaningful for a lot of Louisianians. And so
did you go? Walt?
There a lot of partnership to get this done as usual.
Did you go?
I did.
Did you enjoy
it? I did go. We had a few, customers that we were able to entertain and bring to the event. I enjoyed it. I thought it was an incredible production. It's not something that I typically follow, but I was exposed to it a little bit as we were approaching it. And I thought it was a lot of energy in the stadium and some really competitive people. I respect how hard and how disciplined they are.
They terrify me. They just terrify me because I don't know how you would stop them. If you have your phone close, check. I just sent you a picture of Caesars from January 21st with a snowdrift. It's hard to believe that ever happened on a day like today, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. That's what I mean. That's part of 2025 and how up and down it's been. It's been intense.
Yep. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. Tell the old man hello for me, would you, please?
Will do. Thank you, Tommy. You bet. Great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. We'll talk to Jason Wagensback when we come back, president of Film Louisiana, about Hollywood South and how they're doing right now. Time for WWL First News. Somebody texted in about the balloon sinuplasty that I had. Come on, Mungo Jerry. Where you at, bro? There you go. About the balloon sinuplasty I had, wanted to know if I had to have a CAT scan or something of my head before they did the balloon surgery. If I would have had my head examined, you know what they'd have found? Nothing. That's what they would have found. But no, I did not have a CAT scan, and I know because I'd have freaked out, brah. I can't do that. I was trying to have a CAT scan one time, and I made the mistake of opening my eyes. And at that point, I was kicking my legs like a little and screaming like a little schoolgirl. And cussing like a sailor the entire time, get me the blank out of this blankety blank blank. Give me a text here at 504-260-1870. Do you have a fear of enclosed spaces or heights? If you had to pick one or the other. I don't care about heights. I've already been on top of the trademark building there when it was WGNO-TV, standing on the engine with the engineer, my edges on the tiptoe looking over. That doesn't bother me at all, but put me in a trunk of a car, I'm freaking out. What about you? 504-260-1870. Heights or claustrophobia? What's your bigger fear? Don't text and drive. When we come back, we'll talk about Hollywood South here on WWL. 7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I received a royalty check the other day for my appearance in the George Foreman film that I think they changed the title of about 8 times now. $8.68. So don't tell me my movie career isn't burgeoning. Jason Wagensback joins us now, president of Film Louisiana. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Great to hear you're still getting paid, buddy.
Yeah, when you rent the movie, actually, I think I may have bought it, but when it first came out, and you have to go back and watch it 4 times to find your part in it, you know it's not a major role, right?
I guess not, my friend, but I'm glad you were a part of it, and I heard it was a great movie.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but it was a great experience, I'll tell you that. Let me ask you this. Before we get serious, I see people occasionally. One at a doctor's office, I saw somebody in a store one day that I said, you know what, you have a face that would be perfect for movies or television or whatever. You know how you can just, like the old thing about, I don't know what it is, but you have it? How would people go about, and we'll get to the business of Hollywood South in a second, but if somebody wanted to put their picture out there or a headshot or whatever to see if they can get discovered, how would they do that to take advantage of Hollywood South?
You know, it's I get this question quite often. I tell people if you would just get on Google and Google, you know, casting companies in the New Orleans area or Louisiana, and there are plenty of them. There are a lot of really great casting directors and casting companies here. They have a great process of getting that opportunity to come to fruition. So you can find services and people that are willing to obviously take you on, take a look at you, and get you set up to be able to do that.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever seen anybody in a store and said, you know what, I don't know what it is, but you have it?
You know, I say that all the time when I hear your radio station.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear somebody recognizes your face.
There you go. Well, it wasn't my face. It was their face. Anyway, tell me about Hollywood South and What's the situation here? And I guess maybe we should start with how are we defining rather Hollywood South?
Well, you know, Hollywood South obviously was the thing that came up about a decade ago because we were, you know, we were slammed with big projects, big feature films, big television series. That's obviously, as the last time we talked, has changed significantly, but that through the landscape of the United States, not just here. You're seeing still a lot of projects in Europe, a lot of projects in Canada. Really interesting part, though, that's really come about in the last couple of months is there's been a lot of indie projects, independent feature films that have come to our state and have asked about how they can kind of get set up. And we're probably going to be in for an influx of those types of projects here coming up as studios try to figure out their system of generating revenue.
Tell me what that means for people that aren't in the business, what an indie project is.
So really it means independently financed. It means that you're not financed by a major studio, which is harder, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's harder to, just like building a business, find that money to be able to produce the project and get it going. But, you know, we've been consulting with several projects. I mean, we're talking about in the 20s of projects. That's a lot of independent projects that are really looking to land here in the state because they're recognizing we have a ton of talent. We really have a ton of resources. We're probably the best and most affordable place for them to come and film. And you have great opportunities for tax credits. And so you have a state that is really looking forward to enhance that a bit more. And so we hope to find and land a lot more of those projects here in the state here in the coming months and this year. So while we wait on Hollywood to figure it out.
Why would the big studios not want to take advantage of that as well?
They do. They're very interested. As I talked to you last time, we passed a really great bill this past session. It's now called Act 44 that the governor signed into law. LED's been working with us aggressively on how we can promote it and get it out there. And we just actually pushed a big marketing piece from Film Louisiana out last week to kind of get the word out to Hollywood to over, you know, almost 1,000 producers and studios so that they know what it is that we're offering, which is still the most competitive we feel in the United States. And we're hearing from studios that that is the case. But studios, you know, again, still are looking at opportunities where labor is cheaper, the dollar is a lot weaker in other places, so they're getting more bang for their buck when they go out there. And I think it's just they're in this system of the last 3 years through the strikes and through the recession that unfortunately had happened with, the price of money getting so expensive here. They found places where they got comfortable outside of the U.S., and getting them back in has just been a little tougher. But I think we're going to start seeing that turn here pretty soon.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back talking to Jason Wagensback, who is the president of Film Louisiana. Well, what I'd like you to do, somebody texted in, Jason, and they don't understand how when a movie comes on, they got 15 different people that either financed the movie or produced it. Just take us through that, maybe the process of how even an independent film gets shot, how it gets funded. I guess you start with an idea, then a script gets written or a book gets adapted, and from there you go and shop it to somebody, I guess a company, to produce it. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, listen to Coleman bringing us back with Coolin' and Gang, Hollywood Swinging. We're talking to Jason Wagensback, president of Film Louisiana. Jason, I talked to you about the development of a movie. Let's kind of tailor it to Louisiana. So the guy has an idea for a movie, and he writes it, and there's a script. So then he wants to get this thing made in Louisiana. What happens then? How does it go from being a script to a film being shot here in Louisiana? Take me through the business of that.
Well, I'll be honest, it's not a simple process. It's complicated, but I will try to simplify it as much as I can.
Okay.
Really, it comes down to, obviously, just like any business, you need to obviously raise the money to be able to start that business. And so when it comes to having the script, you're going to need to find the best talent that's going to come along with that. You know, just like raising a business, you need to have the talent that's going to make the business run. Well, you're going to need to find the best filmmaker, a director. You need to find potential other producing partners that can help bring other assets like talent, as in, you know, cast and stars, like yourself, Tommy, to come in and be a part of that project, to be able to put a face on that project. And then obviously you're going to need to find producers and or yourself be able to raise the money. You need to find equity, if we would in any other business, raising equity to put money into the film where those partners will take a piece of that business or piece of that film all the way through the life of it. And then there's other financing options, going to a bank, figuring out loans, figuring out maybe tax credit financing, understanding what your tax credits are going to be at the end of the film, once you're done filming it through the state of Louisiana, maybe you can pre-finance those tax credits. And then there's other ways of getting debt serviced through what's called NGs, which are minimum guarantees. That means once you have your package or your business plan together and you know you have certain stars and those filmmakers, you can go to sales companies and say, I've got this script, I've got these stars, this is what I'm going to end up making, and they'll give you a minimum guarantee of how much they think the film is going to make on a piece of paper that says, here's what we intend that you are going to receive for this film, and they'll loan against that as well. So there's a couple different ways to be able to do that.
And I guess when it comes to locations, real quick, when it comes to locations, you can't have snow-capped mountain scenes filmed in Louisiana, or can you on a soundstage?
We can on a soundstage. We can now with a lot of new technology with artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things we can do to put you anywhere in the world. So Louisiana becomes a place that is very diversified, very eclectic in the fact that we can put many different locations on the screen.
We talked to Walt Leger a couple of seconds ago about 2025, 2026. What's 26 looking like for the film industry, Jason, Louisiana?
Well, like I said, it's not going to be a major thrust. We're going to see a slow trickle of things starting to roll in. We got a big project coming in this fall. Everybody's kind of heard about it with NOLA Kings hit the papers. We're excited about. But I really think you're going to see a rise of indie film, like I mentioned. I think you're going to see a lot of people coming out telling great stories. And hopefully Louisiana becomes a hotbed for that.
I hope so. Thank you, Jason. Pleasure as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ooh, tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.